This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There, right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz. See, I fooled you right there. Hey, the Colts are benching Anthony Richardson for Joe Flacco. Old-ass Joe Flacco, Mike, still getting it done in the NFL.
Anthony Richardson, coach, mind if I just tap out for a minute, get some orange peel slices? Because it is so hot in here. Is it just me? Look, it's you know, you live long enough, you'll hear something you never thought you'd hear in the world of sports. A young quarterback trying to learn his way in the NFL saying, I'm really gassed. So coach is like, okay. Now, look, I get it. He's young. He's inexperienced. And I know because we have so many jock sniffers out there, Carl, it'll say, even though you're not from Indianapolis or have even met or could give a flip about Anthony Richardson, heaven forbid we criticize someone. Everyone on the planet who follows football is saying this is not how it works. And if you don't understand that, then I don't know, clear out your headgear.
Get your head straight.
I mean, you just can't do this, especially what are those guys in that locker room think right now about this young man?
Well, he needs some wind. he needs some extra sprint.
Coach, I know it's 3rd and 1. I need a blow.
By the way, the Colts maintain that Richardson is still the franchise quarterback. I do believe that. Listen, right. This is not the future of Flacco. They are calling this a growth opportunity. Unlike the situation in Carolina, where I think that's done,
right.
This isn't. Physically, he is talented. He does have to grow into the job, but he's also got to mature. Mike, he's 22.
Right.
So this is, again, when he was drafted, he was 20 years old, and you were asking him to start immediately and be your franchise quarterback.
But he had about as many starts as Trey Lance.
That's the issue.
And that was some of the things, that was one of the things that came up. People said, look, you know, and I think, you know, certainly Billy Napier's like, you really need to stay here to save my job. And he probably could have used another year the same way that, who was it? Wasn't it Pete Carroll? Thought Matt Leinart didn't need to go?
It was Mark Sanchez.
But the Jets had such a great defense, they actually made that great playoff run with
him. Yeah, Flacco's 39, and I make fun of him, but he just doesn't give a damn. He'll throw it down the field, he'll make the necessary throws, and he knows what he's doing. We'll see how it impacts the Colts. Meanwhile, Panthers reportedly trading wide receiver Deontay Johnson to the Ravens. Mm-hmm. This, to me, signals, because they already didn't have anybody to throw the ball to. They are totally, Mike, trying to get the number one overall pick.
Yeah, and is that right now, is that in your mind, is that Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, good call.
You know, because you could argue there's two guys on Colorado right now that would look pretty good in the NFL, but you've got to have a franchise quarterback.
You got to have a quarterback. Yeah, listen, Shedeur may end up going higher than Hunter, but Hunter may have a bigger impact in the NFL because of all the things he's able to do.
And what NFL coach is going to allow Travis Hunter to, I mean, he's such a tremendous talent. How do you not allow him to have a couple of snaps at wide receiver every game, right? Along with what he's going to be doing in his corner.
Let me ask you this while you said that about Carolina. If you're prime time, do you even let Shedeur go to Carolina? Mike, it's a blank show.
Yes, you got the worst owner in the NFL. Do you take a page out of John Elway's book?
I'm not letting him go.
John Elway said, I'm not going to the worst organization in the NFL. But at that time, it was the Baltimore Colts. Later, the Indianapolis Colts Rooney. No, that's the Steelers. Colts ownership. Right now, somebody's screaming in his car right now. Urse's.
Urse's a hot
mess right now, but his dad was even a bigger hot mess back in the 80s. Frank Cush was the coach, was an absolute clown that John Elway's dad despised. And that's how they were able to put that together. The Mannings with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Because of the Spanos family.
Listen, if you don't think Deion has that in him, y'all are not paying attention. Yeah. He is not going to let Shedeur, and this is something we'll talk about in this week. He's not going to let Shedeur go to the Carolina Panthers. I'm telling you right now. Like, even if they had,
and could you blame him?
No.
If you knew you could create the kind of juice that they're able to generate?
No.
And leverage?
No. I'll tell you where he would let him go. New York Giants. Daniel Jones doesn't have any guaranteed money left. You talk about a perfect situation for Shedeur Sanders to step into. Like,
how about the Raiders? I know that management's a mess.
But, just talking about, but you, to your point about who's the number one quarterback on the board.
Right off the top of my head, the worst owners in the league, I would say Tepper, Haslam, Mark Davis.
Yeah.
Right off the top of my head.
And a bad haircut. Hey, man, while we're talking about what's going on, Stephon Diggs is out for the season. We got news as the show started today. Texans wide receiver, former Bills wide receiver, torn ACL. It was, by the way, a non-contact play against the Colts that it happened. The Texans won that game on Sunday, for those who missed it, 23-20. But they acquired him in the offseason. Mike, he was playing for another bag. He's only 30. Four-time Pro Bowler, has had at least 1,000 yards receiving in each of his past six seasons. And to be quite honest with you, he was well on his way this year. 496, so basically 500 yards already halfway through the season. He was going to probably get to 1,000 yards again.
Huh, that's interesting. So DeAndre Hopkins, speaking of guys that we thought would get to 1,000, the big fella, Andy Reid, saying that he did a nice job in the run game. They got a pass, obviously had a run block for the Chiefs. Did a nice job in the pass game, had the big third down catch. But you said you're going to, again, they're going to not spoon feed him, but they're going to give him a lot more. So expect big things from DeAndre Hopkins, Carl, this next week moving forward with the Chiefs.
Well, it's only a matter of time. And then once Mahomes starts looking for him, everything else is going
to
open up.
Not to mention the Raiders always play them tough.
No, they do. For some teams, Mike, just have your number. Like, these are the games you can expect. Hey, this hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. West Durham is on the way. No setbacks for the 49ers, Christian McCaffrey. Apparently, Mike, he's still on track to practice next week. Remember, it's their bye week, which means he would come back after the bye, but it all depends on how things go. I feel like if they have any shot of getting back deep into the playoffs, they got to get McCaffrey back. If they don't, with no Ayuk and no McCaffrey for even a few more weeks, Mike, I think it's going to be very tough for the 49ers to ultimately get to where they want to go.
That division, everybody's alive in it right now. In the division, the Cardinals are 2-0, but the 49ers, Seahawks, and the Rams. So, I mean, it's still kind of a toss-up. You look, though, you got to win the division because it seems like everybody in the playoffs is going to come from the NFC North.
No, that's true. No, I totally agree. Hey, man, NFL Blitz again brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. This is a sidebar, and it's not really anything that's going on the field, but it's NFL news because of who Tom Brady is. Did you hear about
just now? So let me get this straight. You're dating your jiu-jitsu instructor?
Yeah.
Third child for Giselle, first with the jiu-jitsu instructor, but Brady, you know, some would say it all started when he decided to come out of mini retirement and go back to that Bucks for that, you know, that hapless season, which ended in a playoff loss. You know,
Mike, I mean, can I say something?
Say it.
That didn't take long.
No,
I'm just saying. Giselle literally is like, I'm out.
Right.
Then we find out pretty quickly she's dating. What's the dude's name? Oh, Joaquin.
I am Joaquin, your jiu-jitsu instructor.
She's dating Joaquin, and then all of a sudden, like less than a year, she's pregnant?
I told Chris this yesterday. That was like the first dude she was with after Brady.
Yes.
She's 44.
And by the way, that was it.
Made the decision to have this. She's 44.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah. Listen, and congratulations. How do you think Tom feels?
Well, I mean, Tom technically got her after DiCaprio had dated her, so, I mean, maybe he's turned the page.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
But it's the mother of your children going out with this, I mean, this young dude that, you know, you and I always say, never let your wife have a hot personal trainer, male or female.
What was he again? What kind of trainer is he?
Jiu-jitsu, right?
So she was training in jiu-jitsu. I can't even say it. Jiu-jitsu? Jiu-jitsu?
Is it, right? Jiu-jitsu, right?
Like, it was jiu-jitsu.
She was training in jiu-jitsu?
She was training, all right.
Get it through your head. Jiu-jitsu. Yes, she began training for Brazilian jiu-jitsu in December of 21.
What kind of training does that entail?
A lot of grappling.
Some tumbling.
Tumbling.
Let me show you how.
Let me show you. Let me grab your leg and show you how we make this move. Now give me your other leg.
Some contorting, if you will, Carl. Yes.
Now again.
Now you see how I'm bent over.
Carl, didn't you all follow Royce Gracie, the master of Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
I understand yoga instructor, Mike.
I didn't know jiu-jitsu was foreplay, though.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Really? All ladies, right. Am I missing out on something here? Should I be learning jiu-jitsu?
I guess you go to a bar, you meet a lady. Hey, you want to take a couple of tumbles?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!